Is 99 and kicks off a year-long celebration to 100 years on the air. This is WTIC and WTIC-FM HD2 Hartford, an Odyssey station.
Good morning, everybody. It's 5 o'clock and welcome to the WTIC Sunrise Special for this Monday. It is August 26th, 2024. And I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. Our Sunrise Special brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Let's begin with our friend meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center. Bob, how are things looking this morning?
Well, Morgan, pretty quiet. We've got clear sky through a good part of the state. We're finishing up with a shower right on the Connecticut-Rhode Island border, just north of westerly Rhode Island around Hopkinton. This is moving out of extreme southeastern New London County off to the east, so it won't be a factor for much longer. Radar's pretty clear around the rest of the state. We did have a couple of scattered or isolated showers and thunder showers around yesterday into last night, but it looks quiet now. There are some areas of fog, especially in the river valleys. We'll have to burn that off this morning. Otherwise, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds today. Temperature is getting up to about 80 to 85, and we do pick up the chance for a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon and evening. Probably not everybody will see a storm later today, but places where they do occur could be fairly strong. And again, temperature is getting into the low 80s to about 85. Outside of any thunderstorms, winds will be fairly light and variable today. Currently in Hartford, it is 64 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Meteorologist Bob Cox there in the WTIC Weather Center. Bob will be back with us around 5:11. He'll have more on our forecast as we look to the week ahead and see if there are any storms that are coming up that we need to know about later today or any other time this week for that matter. And something else that we're watching this week, students in many, if not all, Connecticut school districts are going back to class. There's some trepidation and anxiety that are not necessarily uncommon when it comes to kids. Also parents, too, says Dr. Miriam Cohen. She's medical director of pediatric primary care at Bridgeport Hospital. Cohen says that one thing parents should have already done is establish a schedule to make sure their child is getting plenty of rest.
So it's more gentle and kids are actually ready to go back to school with the, you know, a good full night's sleep. I think that is super important.
In addition, Cohen says that for new students or kindergartners, prior to the start of classes, a visit to the school might ease the transition. Israel and Hezbollah militants exchanged significant air bombardments early Sunday as Hezbollah is looking to avenge the assassination of one of its leaders. The fight seems finished, at least for the time being, as correspondent MTS Tayeb reports from Tel Aviv.
Israel's sophisticated missile defense system intercepted over 300 rockets and drones launched by Hezbollah into Israeli territory. But one of its naval vessels in the eastern Mediterranean suffered damage. Killing an Israeli soldier and wounding two others in apparent shrapnel injuries.
Israeli officials believe at least seven Hezbollah militants died in the airstrikes on missile-launching sites. Serious injuries are being reported in a Sunday evening crash in Manchester. That crash happened in the area of Buckland Hills Drive, involving only one vehicle. Police say the victim in that wreck is hospitalized. Buckland Hills Drive between the Target entrance and the 340 block of Buckland Hills Drive was closed overnight for officers to investigate. WTIC News Time is 5:04.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call, and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit, 800-513-4444, 800-513-4444, 800-513-4444.
As a roofer, I don't have time to fail. Homeowners rely on me, so I rely on Beacon. Beacon's unique network of branches work together to get me what I need when I need it. And with the Beacon Pro Plus app, I've got the brands I depend on, like GAF, right at my fingertips. Now through September 15th, purchase high-quality GAF with Beacon Pro Plus and earn up to $1,500. Go to BECN.com or download the Beacon Pro Plus app today. Beacon, always building.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WTIC News Time is 5:06 as we continue with our Sunrise Special. Moments ago, we talked about how schools getting back into session this week. And continuing with that theme, Connecticut's Department of Education last week came out with guidance encouraging schools across the state to reconsider restrictions on the use of cell phones and other devices in schools. And by reconsider, I mean in many cases, beef up the policies. The guidance basically restricts devices in all grade levels with some more freedoms that come in the high school grade levels. Connecticut Education Association President Kate Diaz joined us on Face Connecticut this weekend. She counters the argument that students use their phones for communicating with their parents.
All they need to do is look at their child's cell phone and see what they're actually doing during the school day. They're going to find that they're not communicating with their parents, that they're on different apps, they're doing other communication between the, you know, student body members, right? Like, they're not emailing and texting their parents during the school day. That's not what's taking up the bulk of the distraction.
To contact the school's office to arrange a way to contact their child, just give that office a call, Diaz stresses. Governor Lamont is going to Seymour today to talk about funding to support flood-ravaged small businesses in that region, not just in Seymour for that matter, but Oxford, Southbury, those areas, number of towns there that were hit hard by the flooding that happened not this past weekend, but the previous. He's going to be talking at 3 this afternoon about how state funding is available that's separate from any potential financial federal relief to help businesses that have been impacted by that torrential rainfall. The governor and other state and local leaders are going to be talking at 67 Family Diner on Claritas Village Drive, part of the area hard hit in Seymour. Numerous calls concerning a driver showing a gun on the highway in eastern Connecticut leads to an arrest. Calls came in around 6 in the evening Friday, we're learning, concerning a man driving a red Dodge Avenger erratically while threateningly pointing what appeared to be a black assault rifle at other drivers on I-395. Within the half hour, similar reports came in, only this time on Route 44 in Putnam. State police working with local officers in Putnam say that they found the Dodge on Powhatan Street in Putnam. It turned out the driver, 24-year-old Putnam resident Angelo Martinez, was pointing a black AR-style paintball gun at those other drivers and cars. Martinez is now facing numerous charges, including threatening while displaying a firearm and OUI. Bond is $15,000, and Martinez appears in Danielson Superior Court today. WTIC News Times 5:09 with Bob Cox, our meteorologist, up next.
Did you know you can use your own body's healing properties to revitalize your achy joints and get real lasting joint pain relief? I'm talking about advanced regenerative medicine at QC Kinetics. If you're tired of arthritic pain, whether it's knees, hips, back, or shoulder, this is something you need to check out. And the consultation, by the way, is totally free. It's called regenerative medicine, and the local medical professionals at QC Kinetics are experts in these amazing treatments, and thousands across the country have benefited from it. You can enhance your joints, improve mobility, get back to doing the stuff you love without pain, without drugs, without surgery or downtime. You got to give them a call. The consultation is totally free. They are the nation's leader in this type of medicine. So give QC Kinetics a call. They're in Avon, they're in New Haven, and they're now in Glastonbury as well. It's 860-440-PAIN. Again, 860-440-PAIN. The company is QC Kinetics. That consultation is free. And that number one more time is 860-440-PAIN.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 customers would recommend AAA insurance to a friend? 9 out of 10 people don't even like baseball. And that's America's pastime. It has an entire Hall of Fame that people visit just because they love baseball that much. Does that mean we should have a Hall of Fame? You can't frame legendary service. Legendary service and superior coverage from AAA Insurance, something 9 out of 10 of our customers would recommend. Find out why at AAA.com/insurance and get a quote today. Based on a 2023 customer survey, insurance provided by CSAA Insurance Exchange.
How many times did your old rickety heating system not fire up last year? Say, come on in to Campbell. Campbell Heating and Cooling is Central Connecticut's leader when it comes to competitive pricing on a new boiler, heat pump, or furnace. Don't despair when your old clunking furnace just can't be repaired. Replace with an affordable, custom-designed heating system from Campbell. Contact Campbell today at CampbellCooling.com. That's CampbellCooling.com.
Campbell Cooling uses all major name brands, including American Standard and Mitsubishi heating and cooling equipment. Let our expert technicians heat your home this fall.
WTIC weather.
WTIC News Time is 5:11 with meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center. Hi, Bob. How are things looking?
Morgan, it's pretty quiet out there this morning, except where there's fog in some of the river valleys. We've got clear skies, except for some patchy cloudiness in southeastern Connecticut as the last of the nighttime showers depart out into Rhode Island. Speaking of fog, the visibility at Danbury Municipal Airport right now down to a quarter mile in dense fog, and you're under 2 miles at Waterbury-Oxford Airport due to fog as well. So the fog will burn off this morning. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds today. Temperatures getting up to about 80 to 85 this afternoon. Winds will be light and variable, dew points between 58 and 65, and we do have the potential for a couple of showers and thunderstorms to pop up this afternoon and evening. And although they'll be kind of randomly popping up and not affecting every town and city in the state, when they do occur, there is the potential for a strong to severe storm. In fact, the Storm Prediction Center has basically the eastern 60% of the state in the slight risk category for severe weather today, which is a level 2 out of 5, or about a 40% chance. The main threat would be gusty winds, potentially wind damage and hail. And the rest of the state, the western areas, are considered a somewhat lower risk, just a marginal risk scale, 1 out of 5, or about a 20% chance there. So nobody's really off the hook, but the odds a little bit higher in central and eastern Connecticut for the strong to severe storm later today. After dark, anything that does pop up will subside fairly quickly before midnight. Otherwise, tonight will be partly cloudy with some areas of fog, lows in the low 60s. And then Tuesday, after any low clouds or fog burn off in the morning, we'll see partly to mostly sunny conditions, highs in the low to mid 80s. And Wednesday looks quite warm and humid with another threat for some thunderstorms late Wednesday and Wednesday evening. We'll talk more about that in a few. Right now it is 66 degrees in Groton, 65 in Middletown, and the Hartford temperature 64 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
All right, thank you, Bob. That's meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center. Bob will join us again at the end of our sunrise special just before 5:30, and he'll have more on our forecast, not just for today and the next few days before, again, the five-day outlook on WTIC. Now let's continue our sunrise special by going back overseas, where Russia's unleashed a massive drone and missile barrage throughout Ukraine that's appeared to have targeted infrastructure there for energy. At least 3 people are reported killed. The barrage began overnight and continued into daybreak today in what appeared to be Russia's biggest attack against Ukraine in weeks. A deadly attack in Germany appears to have all the hallmarks of ISIS involvement.
Yes. Authorities say a 26-year-old man has turned himself into German police, claiming responsibility for a knife attack that killed at least three people and wounded eight at a festival on Friday in the western German city of Solingen. German police and prosecutors say the man's involvement in the attack and his, quote, participation in a terrorist organization is being investigated.
Correspondent Haley Ott. Walmart's recalled nearly 10,000 cases of apple juice sold in stores across the U.S. The product was found to have contained potentially harmful levels of inorganic arsenic. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration gave that recall a more urgent classification this weekend, making its original announcement earlier this month. The new classification says that the affected product may cause temporary adverse health consequences, but is unlikely to cause serious or irreversible medical issues. The recall applies to 9,535 cases of Great Value brand apple juice sold in 25 states, Puerto Rico, and the District of Columbia. Florida-based manufacturer Refresco Beverages U.S. Incorporated voluntarily recalled the contaminated six packs of 8-ounce juice bottles. And our Odyssey sister station and regional news partner, WCBS News Radio 880, is officially no more. They signed off for the last time at midnight last night. Station mainstay Wayne Cabot gave remarks under John Lennon's Imagine and a nod to WABC's historic transition from music radio to talk radio, then gave the iconic call letters one last time with the classic WCBS and CBS Network hourly newscast tones.
I'm Wayne Cabot, and for the final time, this is WCBS, New York.
After that, there was some silence before the call letters were retired into WHSQ ESPN New York. Taking a look at our market futures, they are okay. The Dow futures about 33 points up, S&P 500 10 points higher, NASDAQ futures 45 points up. WTIC news time is 5:17 as we get ready for our morning sports with Matt Royce. Then we'll go through our Connecticut lottery numbers, and meteorologist Bob Cox will then be with us again to finish up our Sunrise special with our five-day forecast.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6986. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6986. That's 800-575-6986. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
Hi, I'm Kathy. I work here at the seafood counter. This is my big why.
And I'm Mark. I like to call myself an aspirational seafood chef. That's my big why.
A few months ago, he didn't know the difference between halibut and haddock.
Well, I've been watching Big Y's seafood recipe videos, and it's paying off.
It's easy to make a good meal when he's cooking with fish sourced from our local partner, North Coast Seafoods.
My secret is Nelly's grass-fed butter from New Hampshire. But let's keep that between us.
Your secret's safe with me.
It's more than food. It's my big why.
We know life gets busy, but seeing a primary care provider regularly is essential to your health. Trinity Health of New England's primary care providers offer comprehensive preventive care, from regular checkups and screenings to addressing health concerns, all to help you stay healthy and get more out of life. Making an appointment is easy. Call 1-833-CU-NOW. That's 1-833-CU-YOU-NOW. Or visit trinityhealthofne.org/primary care.
Hey, I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half every single month. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, they want you to believe that you need unlimited data so they can overcharge you. Well, here's the fact. Most of you are buying way more data than you'll ever need. Now, Pure Talk, my cell phone company, only charges you for data that you actually need. For example, for $25 a month, you can get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and 5 gigs of data plus mobile hotspot. $25. And do you know what you can do with 5 gigs of data? Well, you can browse the internet for 135 hours, stream 1,000 songs, and watch 10 hours of video. Stop overpaying for wireless. Get 5G coverage with Pure Talk. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now. Check in with one of Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team members. No contract assigned, no activation fee, and you can even keep your phone and your phone number. #250, keyword save now. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month from Pure Talk.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
Tired of hearing scary ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. We may be able to significantly reduce and even eliminate what you owe to the IRS. Taxpayers should know. Huge savings are now being made available through the Fresh Start program that can drastically reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. Even if you haven't filed your taxes in years or are facing wage garnishment, liens, levies, or under audit, we can help. We've earned over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today. To see what savings you may qualify for, visit us online at TRA.com or call us at 800-511-0379. 800-511-0379. Again, that's 800-511-0379. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions. For real people.
Ben, though it really does go without saying, practicing better medicine almost always means better outcomes for patients. And if you suffer with erectile dysfunction, you certainly want a good outcome. This is Dale for Northeast Men's Health. And because we do practice better medicine, we're the leader in treating men's sexual health issues in the Northeast. ED is a terrible condition. It causes stresses in relationships. It creates anxiety and undue hardships on a man and often on their partner as well. Yet many men suffer for years without seeking treatment. But I want to tell you today that you can be free of ED. Seriously, if you're like most men, the treatments we offer at Northeast Men's Health will work for you. In fact, we have protocols that are effective in well over 90% of cases, which means you can likely enjoy great sex again without the stress that ED can create. You might even find you're performing like you haven't in years. So call us. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes blood work, a medical consult, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 800-930-5956. That's 800-930-5956. Or go to northeastmenshealth.com. We have 5 offices across the Northeast to serve you.
Tom Shattuck here. Let me give it to you straight. Here's what happened. One day at the station, big shout out to Jeff Chandler, by the way. Jeff tells me about his new weight loss client coming to Cromwell. Jeff knew I'd been griping about my weight and thought it'd be perfect for me. My response? Yes, please, Jeff, sign me up. So I ended up on a call with Paige, the owner of Awaken 180 Weight Loss. By the end of that call, my only question was, what's the catch? Awaken 180 sounded too good to be true. Eat to lose weight? No meds? No workouts? Really? Paige just smiled through the phone and said, there is no catch, Tom. Awaken 180 works. I was skeptical but intrigued. After the first week, I was sold. I dropped 9 pounds. About 70 pounds later, I reached my goal. The amazing part, and a main reason why I chose Awaken 180, is that unlike other weight loss plans, you keep the weight off. If losing weight is your goal, I suggest having the same conversation I had with Awaken 180. Have yours today at 844-346-1800. That's 844-346-1800. Or get them online at awaken180weightloss.com.
And now sports with Matt Serois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
Hey, good morning. It's 525. We'll start with some baseball here as the Red Sox looking to salvage one yesterday at Fenway Park after losing the first two to the weekend to the Diamondbacks. They jumped out to a 4-0 lead thanks to Rafi Devers' fourth inning three-run shot that gave the Sox a 4-0 lead, but the Snakes were not going away quietly in this one. And then the sixth inning, Tanner Houck allowed a base hit when they were up 4-3. And then he walked the next batter, and that brought up Eugenio Suarez, who had punished the Sox all weekend long, continued against Tanner Houck.
And this ball's crushed. High and deep to left field. Suarez has done it again. Off the light tower, it's a three-run homer. The D-backs jump ahead 6-4, and the walks kill Tanner Houck.
Yeah, the attack got another to hold off Boston 7-5 to complete the sweep of the Sox at Fenway. Manager Alex Cora obviously pretty not happy with the result.
I mean, we've been playing a lot of good teams, so, you know, when we beat good teams, you know, over the week, we went to Baltimore, split with them, we went to Houston, we won the series. They played better than us in this one.
And no days off for Boston either. They have a doubleheader today, a suspended game from earlier in the season with the Blue Jays at 2:05. Then they'll play Toronto again at 7:10 tonight. For the Yankees, the ball was flying out of the stadium yesterday for the hometown team. Rubber game between the Yanks and Rockies saw Aaron Judge hit his 50th homer of the season early in this one. Now in the seventh inning, Yankees clinging on to a 4-3 lead. Juan Soto came up and sent one deep.
High fly ball, deep right field off the bat of Soto. There it goes. A long home run, and the Yankees lead 5-3.
Yeah, next batter up was the captain, and he added to his total.
High fly ball, right field. Cave back. He's on the track. He's at the wall. Back to back. He's done it again. A two-home run day for Judge. Home run number 51.
Yeah, 51 of the season now for Aaron Judge. Got the curtain call. While he was coming out for a curtain call, Giancarlo Stanton went back-to-back-to-back with another home run for the Yankees to put him up 7-3. Also got a three-run homer from Gleyber Torres late to win it 10-3. Aaron Judge now on pace to hit beat his own record of 62 home runs, as he's on pace now for 63. Yanks have no days off either. They are 1.5 games ahead now of the Orioles in the East as they head down to D.C. to face the Nationals tonight. Nestor Cortez on the hill for New York. Mets lose last night in walk-off fashion to the Padres 3-2. They split that 4-game series. Mets now head to Arizona tomorrow to start a series with the Diamondbacks. Yard Goats get a good 5-1 win to wrap up the week in New Hampshire. They'll return home tomorrow to Duncan Park for the first of 6 against the Mets affiliate, the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. You go to yardgoatsbaseball.com right now for your tickets and promotional information. Wild finish in the Little League World Series Championship yesterday. Lake Mary, Florida was down 1-0 to Chinese Taipei. Down to their last out, the kids of Lake Mary were able to drive in one to send it into extra innings. In the eighth inning, they got one man on, one kid on, you could say, for the number 9 hitter in the lineup. He decided to lay down a bunt.
The runner at second base, Norton. He gets it down. Oh, it's perfect! Championship.
Yeah, Lathan Norton, who didn't play Saturday due to illness, rounds third and scores to win the Little League World Series for Lake Mary, Florida. Congrats to those kids. They were elated, obviously. Football now, Jacoby Brissett went down in a heap last night in the Patriots' 20-10 loss to the Washington Commanders. He injured his shoulder after taking a sack. After the game, though, he told coach that he was good to go. No word yet. And who will be the opening game starter for the New England Patriots? Drake May did play really well last night in the loss. Patriots open up on the road in Cincinnati on September 8th. And finally, congrats to Keegan Bradley. Takes the BMW Championship of finishing at 12 under par for the weekend, beating out Sam Burns in the field. Take home the $3.6 million top prize. It's 529 right now. That's your morning sports. So head back over now to Morgan Cunningham. He has last night's lottery numbers for you.
And we start with our cash five numbers, Matt. 6, 16, 19, 23, and 27. Lucky for life, 8, 17, 19, 29, 31, and the lucky ball, 12. Play three night is 0, 2, 3, the wild ball, 9. Play four night is 8, 6, 4, 5, and the wild ball is 4. Taking a look at our drawing tonight for the Powerball, it's worth $44 million.
WTIC weather.
Now our forecast with meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center. Hi, Bob.
Hey there, Morgan. We've got temperatures largely in the low and mid-60s, some upper 50s in the cooler outlying areas, and the sky is clear, but there are some areas of fog around, so that'll burn off if you have fog where you are this morning, and otherwise it's a mix of sun and clouds today. Temperatures up to about 80 to 85, light and variable wind, and dew points between 58 and 65. There will be a couple of thunderstorms popping up during the afternoon and evening. Not everywhere, but where they do occur, they have the potential to be strong to severe with potentially damaging wind gusts and hail. But again, not everybody will see it. Tonight, any showers or storms that are still around will end before midnight. Otherwise, it's partly cloudy. Areas of fog forming, lows in the low 60s. After any low clouds or fog burn off Tuesday, it becomes partly to mostly sunny. Highs in the low to mid 80s tomorrow. Partly cloudy with areas of fog tomorrow night, lows in the 60s. And Wednesday's mostly sunny, very warm and humid. Dew points probably back up to 70 or higher, and temperatures well into the 80s to about 90. Then the threat for some thunderstorms late Wednesday or Wednesday evening into Wednesday night. Might have some lingering clouds into Thursday with partial sun, highs in the 70s. Friday looks mostly sunny with highs in the 70s, and there is the chance for a shower or two by Saturday. Currently 64 degrees at the weather station, WTIC News Talk 1080.
For these stories and more, go to WTIC.com as we wrap up our WTIC Saturday special for this Monday, August 26th, 2024. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Slip inside the eye of your mind. Don't you know you might find a better place to play? You said that you've never been, but all the things that you've seen slowly fade.
Getting back together.
That's the word.
I thought I saw something on that.
Yeah, they said they have a big announcement tomorrow at 8 a.m. I don't know if that's England time or
not. So this is a tomorrow meaning today or Tuesday?
Tuesday, 8:27.
So this is Oasis and their brothers, and turns out they ended up hating each other and like not talking to each other. Did they only have like two albums or something?
They only had a couple, yeah. And they hated each other, and I don't know. The word is maybe they might be doing a reunion tour or something, but
the money would be too good.
Oh, it'd be fantastic. I hope they don't just do like Manchester, Glastonbury shows. I hope, and that's in England, obviously, right. Not in Connecticut.
That would be great.
Just
Manchester. They're playing the shops at Evergreen Walk.
but yeah, I mean, hopefully they do a whole big tour, and hopefully they can keep their hands off each other for long enough to complete the tour.
I just think that, you know, even if, I think somebody probably got to him and said, like, even if you hate each other, you can make $25 million each if you
might have
work
been their kids
for 6 months.
Might have, because if you know the story of them, that they each have kids, and their kids don't even, like, see each other because they hate each other. It's awful. And Liam has talked about that in the past, too, and it's not good, obviously.
Interesting. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Matt. It is August 26th, depressing as the summer goes by. I have a lot to talk about today. You know, Mondays are weird because, you know, news flow-wise, there's you know, sometimes there's quiet. And takes a while for the week to generate news, to be honest with you. So we have a good guest list. I want to talk about two personal things at some point. I'm not going to get into it now. Obviously, I dropped my daughter off at college on Friday, and I want to talk about it. And I recognize fully that I'm one of millions. Like, this is my experience is not unique, right? I'm not acting special about it. I'm just telling you how it made me and my world, how it went. The other thing is my son, because I want to give some commentary. I won't name which son, I don't think, for a school project has to watch three categories of films. And I don't really understand the categories, but it had to choose one in each category and then watch them. And I decided to watch with him because a lot of them are movies I like. So we watched Platoon. And All the President's Men. I had never watched All the President's Men, and I had not read the book, and I'm semi-ashamed that I had not. Of course, that's Woodward and Bernstein and the takedown of Watergate. And I want to talk about that because the experience of watching it, and he loved it.
Yeah.
Which is not a shred of technology or special effects, straight acting. You know, for a 70s movie, the pacing was fast, but for now, it's not necessarily fast. It's just a ton of acting. Nothing but acting, right? And Platoon's a little bit different. I'll talk about that. There's a piece in the New York Times. I believe it's today. They pushed their stuff out from their print edition earlier, so I don't know what the... It says... No, it's not today. It was from earlier... last week about Costco. I don't know if you read the piece about the culture of what you know, everyone focuses on Amazon and Walmart. And Costco, I did not know this, is the third biggest retailer on the planet.
Really?
Yes. And we've been Costco members for years, and it's a really comprehensive piece about the company and the culture and its impact. Like stupid stuff. Like I think they sell half the world's cashews. Half the cashews on the planet are sold at Costco. I mean, but there's all these really funky factoids about it in the art, which I love. And there's also a lot about the cultural element to it. And I want to talk about it and give some more detail on that. And I, you know, we'll have Dom Amore on because this broke late last week. We couldn't talk about it. I think it might have broken on Friday about the Big 12 getting more serious about UConn. And I have some really, really strong words about college football. And I'll save that as I don't know if I'll get to all my. It's like hot take central for me
on a Monday. Even.
Yeah, I know, and I'm coming in hot because I have a lot to say about how much I dislike college football now.
Yeah.
and I have to be honest about it. I don't care about it anymore. I want UConn to win, and I'd love to go see Amherst play Williams. I want to see UConn. Yeah. But I will say that I really, this is the least I've cared about college football in my entire life.
Seems very...
But yet they're getting billions of dollars for all this stuff.
Yeah, it just seems like a crooked business a little bit.
But the thing is that, and I have no illusions about amateurism and all this stuff, but what's going on with the schools that have money versus the schools that don't have as much, it's not about the institution. It's not about even the quality of the coach so much. It's only about the compensation of the kids, and I feel like it's swung the other way too far. Mm. And I'm a pro-kid, pro-athlete guy. Dom's going to come on and talk about it. Kevin Rennie's going to come on and talk about energy bills. Lon Seidman about Boeing. They're not going to be allowed to take those astronauts home. The government said, NASA said, Boeing, they're not going in that ship. That's crazy. And then Luke Bronin, former mayor of Hartford, will join us for a whole hour. We got a lot of stuff to cover, and I didn't even get into this. Mark Christopher in the Brown Pin. No, do we not have Mark today?
Do we not?
I thought maybe we don't have Mark today.
I think you're right.
Oh. I think we got another
stall. Stall.
I will stall. Because I wanted to, when he comes back, the Red Sox, I mean, it's over. You and I know that. They were swept at home by Houston and Arizona in the last 3 weeks. There's nothing else you need to know. They're just not good. They're not a good enough baseball team. They just aren't. So who we got?
We have Andre Farrell this morning, Phil.
Andre Farrell.
And good morning. It's Andre Farrell from the Brown Payne Dearest and Scott Lawyers Traffic Center. Some overnight road work wrapping up and still seeing delays. Northbound side of 91 heading up towards Route 9 as you make your way up towards East Berlin. And if you're traveling on Route 2, where they've been doing lots of road work these days, you're dealing with slowdowns from Marlboro up to Glastonbury in the northbound direction. And heading up towards Addison, you'll be tapping the brakes throughout. Westbound Route 44 over by School Street, noticing some moderate delays there. We do have eastbound delays on Route 84 heading towards Route 8. I'm Andre Ferro. Traffic and weather together on the 8th. WTIC News Talk 1080.
And now, the WTIC 5-day forecast.
There are areas of fog out there. Some of it's locally dense fog. Otherwise, the sky is pretty clear. A little patchy cloudiness down in the southeast corner of the state where we had a shower earlier this morning. But today we're going to see a mixture of sunshine and clouds. Should be dry during the morning. This afternoon there'll be a couple of thunderstorms popping up more or less randomly. This afternoon into this evening, a couple of storms in the area. So they'll be hit or miss, but where they hit, they could be fairly strong. The Storm Prediction Center has roughly the eastern 60% of the state in the slight risk category for severe weather today. That's about a 40% chance. And goes down about 20% chance in the western portion of the state. But any of these storms could contain damaging wind gusts and or some hail. But again, they're not going to affect every town and city. But there will be a couple out there during the second half of the day. Temperatures up to the low 80s to about 85. Winds outside of any storms will be fairly light and variable. The dew points over the next couple of days will range between 58 and 65. Now, any showers or storms do materialize will end tonight before midnight. Otherwise, it's partly cloudy, some areas of fog forming, lows in the low 60s. And after any low clouds or fog burn off Tuesday, it's partly to mostly sunny with highs in the low to mid 80s. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, some more areas of fog forming, lows in the 60s. Then becoming mostly sunny, very warm, and quite humid Wednesday. Probably see that dew point have a 7 handle on it again during the day. Fairly tropical humidity and highs of 85 to 90. And then as cold front drops down from the north, the threat for some thunderstorms late Wednesday or Wednesday evening into Wednesday night. Might have some lingering clouds Thursday, some partial sun perhaps, highs in the 70s. Mostly sunny Friday, highs again in the 70s. And we'll keep those highs in the 70s Saturday, and we also pick up the chance for a shower or two by then. Right now in Hartford, it's 64 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-513-4444. 800-513-4444. 800-513-4444.
Our goal is to provide patients with the strongest, most effective, and safest options in this exciting field of regenerative medicine.
Dr. Mitchell Scheinkup, National Medical Director at QC Kinetics.
The idea that you can avoid a joint replacement is very exciting.
And that's from a surgeon who's done thousands of joint replacements, but who now believes there's a better way.
Regenerative medicine, as we understand it today, gives lasting pain relief, improved function, without surgery, without drugs.
Under Dr. Scheinkup's leadership, QC Kinetics medical professionals treat patients every day with the most advanced protocols and natural biologics. Literally tens of thousands of people all over America.
I've been doing research on regenerative medicine for 2 decades. This is the future of medicine.
Call QC Kinetics for your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 860-440-PAIN. That's 860-440-PAIN. 860-440-PAIN.
And now sports with Matt Serois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
At 5:45, we'll begin with the Boston Red Sox here, who actually grabbed a nice 4-0 lead early on yesterday in the fourth inning, thanks to Rafi Devers.
1-1. Here it is.
Swing and a drive, high and deep into center field. It's back at the wall. It is gone! Number 200 for Devers. It's a 3-run blast, and it is 4-0 Red Sox.
A 4-0 there, pretty good, but the Sox let that slip away. The Diamondbacks would score 3 in the 5th and then the 6th. Eugenio Suarez, who just taxed the Red Sox all weekend long, hit a 3-run homer to take a 6-4 lead, and that was it. 7-5, the final. The Diamondbacks sweep Boston.
They're only 3 back of the Dodgers,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, they're a good team. I mean, they were reigning NL champs.
Yeah, you know, but so they had a tough start to the season. Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully they bounce back and beat the Dodgers. I mean, we all want that. No days off for Boston. They have a doubleheader today. Suspended game from earlier in the season with the Blue Jays at 2:05, and then they'll play again at 7:10. And didn't I read, too, that isn't that Danny Jansen who played for the Blue Jays?
Yeah.
He's playing today against the Blue Jays in the same game that they, like, stopped.
So what happened was the game was earlier in the season and got suspended. He played for the Blue Jays in that game and then got traded to the Red Sox playing this game. And supposedly it's never.
That's never happened. Yeah.
In all of the 180 years of baseball, or whatever.
It's pretty good. So something to watch there or listen to here, of course, on WTIC. Yankees had the ball flying out of the stadium yesterday. Aaron Judge hitting his 50th homer of the season early on in this one. And then the 7th inning, after Juan Soto came up and hit one deep, he was, of course, the next batter.
High fly ball, right field. Cave back. He's on the track. He's at the wall. Back to back. He's done it again. A 2-home run day for Judge. Home run number 51.
51 now for Judge. He's on pace for 63, which would beat his own record. Back-to-back-to-back as well by the because the Yankees went deep again right after that. Giancarlo Stanton had a 2-run, 2-0 pitch out of the stadium right in the Monument Park. So, I mean, the Yankees are definitely hitting the hell out of the ball finally. And Juan Soto started hearing some chants in left field yesterday, and he talked about that.
The fans were out there chanting for you to stay. What do you make of that?
I don't know. They had to talk to Cashman.
That's uneasy laughter there. Yeah, Brian Cashman, the ball's in your court, obviously. The Yankees, no days off either. They have a 1.5-game lead over the Orioles after the Orioles lost to Houston last night. They'll head to D.C. to face the Nationals tonight, Nestor Cortes on the hill. The Mets lose in walk-off fashion to the Padres, 3-2. Mets will head to Arizona now tomorrow to start a series with the Diamondbacks. Yard Goats 5-1 winners in New Hampshire. To wrap up that series, they return home now to Duncan Park for the first of six against the Mets affiliate, the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. And they got some good giveaways this week, by the way.
We got
kids bouncing pickle jersey giveaway is tomorrow night for the first 1,000 kids in. 90s night on Wednesday with a retro hat giveaway, which I sent you a picture of. That retro hat is sweet. And then Thursday is a fanny pack giveaway night, too. So that's kind of rolls right into the 90s. I like that. Wild finish in the Little League World Series championship. Oh, my goodness. What a game. What an absolute game. Lake Mary, Florida, put them on the map. They beat Chinese Taipei with a walk-off bunt, which is, I mean, you never see. Went to extra innings after that. They were down to their final out in the sixth inning, and they end up crossing one across the plate.
Great kids, but that's also incredible coaching.
Oh, it's
honestly
unbelievable.
Like,
yeah.
To make that call and have the kids good enough to execute that is unbelievable.
It was perfect. It was absolutely perfect. Football, Jacoby Brissett went down in a heap last night in the Patriots' 20-10 loss to the Commanders. He left with a shoulder injury after the game, though, said he was good. But Drake May did play really well last night. I understand they're playing against like fourth, fifth stringers, but he did play really well, and he's fast on his feet. He is pretty fast.
Yeah, maybe this is the setup for him to start. I don't know.
We'll see. Patriots open up on the road in Cincinnati on September 8th. Right now it is 5:49. Let's head over to the Brown Paint Dealers and Scott Traffic Center. We have Andre Farrow this morning.
And good morning. It's Andre Farrow from the Brown Paint Dealers and Scott Lawyers Traffic Center. Now we have some road work delays on the southbound side of 91 approaching the Wilbur Cross Parkway. You're going to be tapping the brakes by East Main Street, all due to road work. Northbound 91 heading up towards East Berlin, seeing some delays approaching Route 9. Not bad through the heart of Hartford. We do have some scattered delays on Route 44, eastbound over by School Road, and the southbound side of 91 over by Exit 44, noticing some slight delays there. I'm Andre Farrow. Traffic and weather together on the 8th, WTIC News Talk 1080.
Thank you. I definitely don't feel like I took advantage of some of the best weather this weekend, but maybe there's some more chances. Let's take a quick look at that forecast. Today, mixture of sun and clouds. Chance for a thunderstorm this afternoon and evening. Sounds like a nice summer day, 80 to 85. Tomorrow, becoming partly to mostly sunny. The storms might pass through overnight. It'll be low to mid-80s tomorrow. Wednesday, mostly sunny, warm and humid. T-storms maybe late, 85 to 90. Oh, I love it. And then it's going to drop. The rest of the week looks like 70s, although it doesn't get wet until maybe into the weekend, which I'm not a big fan of that necessarily. But the next couple of days are going to be nice. And then school starts, which is bananas.
Yeah.
Bananas.
Already.
I know. I feel like the summer was... And they say that, and it makes sense that time quickens as you age, right? Because 3 months compared to my 52 years is a small sample size, whereas 3 months, if you're 15, is a bigger sample size, right? So I get it, but it just this summer particularly, I don't know why, it just felt faster than, I don't know. And I think it's because I went on that trip at the beginning of the summer, and then never really got into summer mode until like close to July 4th, but those are uptown problems for sure. I want to get into a couple things, but I can't do it as of yet. Obviously, we haven't even talked about stuff in this politics. There's Middle East. I mean, we have a ton of stuff going on. I am fascinated by this phase of the campaign now because it's real, right? I mean, now that the convention's over and the Democrats have raised a ton of money and the Republicans have too, and I do think there's both opportunity and potential adversity for the Trump side. And honestly, there's only real one direction right now Harris can go. Like, she's going to take a hit. There's going to be either she's going to have a tough time in the debate or something. Like, there's no way that it's all going to be good news flow for her.
Yeah.
And so I'm curious as to how that is handled. And, you know, I cannot wait to talk more about all the president's men and the way when negative news comes out against the establishment, how the establishment deals with that news and how manipulative it is of the general public. Mm. And so sometimes the media is doing incredible work, but it's being besmirched as not. And then sometimes when they're doing weak, lazy work, it's not called, right? And I'm not a journalist. I'm not. I used to sort of put it on my moniker, and I did some journalism. But when you watch all the and I'll get into this later. When you watch all the President's Men, you realize what real journalism really is, and you wonder how much we actually have anymore. And I have a comment made by my son that it stuck with me, and I almost didn't want to share it. And I'm not going to share it now. I'll share it at like 6:20. That made me realize how much times have changed. And make sure I don't forget to say it when I talk about this later. Don't let me forget to say it.
Gotcha.
And it's not a greatest question from my son, but it's an honest question. And it shows the difference between 2024 and 1974. We'll take a break here at 5:54.
Hey, I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half every single month. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, they want you to believe that you need unlimited data so they can overcharge you. Well, here's the fact. Most of you are buying way more data than you'll ever need. Now, Pure Talk, my cell phone company, only charges you for data that you actually need. For example, for $25 a month, you can get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and 5 gigs of data plus mobile hotspot. $25. And do you know what you can do with 5 gigs of data? Well, you can browse the internet for 135 hours, stream 1,000 songs, and watch 10 hours of video. Stop overpaying for wireless. Get 5G coverage with Pure Talk. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now. Check in with one of Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team members. No contract assigned, no activation fee, and you can even keep your phone and your phone number. #250, keyword save now. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month from Pure Talk.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-700-6898. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problem. And if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-700-6898. That's 800-700-6898. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Bob Cox and his travel forecaster on a Monday. Where in the world did Bob play cards this weekend? Was he in Monte Carlo? Was he in Vegas?
Far from all of those locations. I've had the flu since last week.
So oh, my goodness.
Low this weekend.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. But I just caught up on some work and tried to spend some time out in the warm weather, just sitting in the sun for a little while. Didn't do a whole lot over the weekend. Didn't do anything really fun.
Sorry to hear that. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's been a while since I had anything, so hopefully it'll be a while into the future before I do again. Starting to come back, though. Weather-wise, you know, we're looking at a relatively quiet scenario around the country today, but we do have a couple of things going on. There's quite a bit of heat up in the parts of the northern plains and Midwest. We've got heat advisories and excessive heat warnings that cover the area from Missouri and Illinois up into Iowa and much of Wisconsin, even southeastern Minnesota. Minneapolis, St. Paul under an excessive heat warning today. It's currently 78 degrees there with a 75 dew point. Wow. And they have a heat index already at 80. They'll be partly sunny with a high of 92, but with that high humidity, the heat index could approach 105 today. And then they have the threat for some severe thunderstorms tonight. A couple of those could be tornadic. Others may have large hail and damaging wind. There's also a smattering of rain near the Continental Divide. Sheridan, Wyoming will have some showers and a thunderstorm today with a flash flood watch up. They're high only 71 degrees. And you have a heat advisory in South Florida. Naples right now, 77 temperature and 77 dew point. Typical fare for the southern part of Florida in late August. They have a heat advisory. It'd be mostly sunny with a late thunderstorm today, a high 93 and a heat index of 106. Right now in Hartford, it's 64 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
We don't have a ton of time to do. We have some really good birthdays, so I'll punt on that, too. I'm busy. Dan Vickery. He's the, I think he's lead guitarist in Counting Crows. He's 58 years old. So she said, what's the problem? See, you make money on writing credits. He co-wrote this song for Counting Crows. This was from Shrek, right? Time is 6 o'clock. How much longer will it take to cure this? Just to cure it.